Hello, everybody, and welcome to the latest edition of the Black Sphinx Global Podcast. I'm Eugene.
And I'm Lucy.
And yeah, guys, welcome to the latest episode. How you doing, Lucy?
As you know, I am extremely exhausted, but...
You and me both.
Yeah. If you guys knew the struggle that we went through, but it just shows you that, you know, we're out here giving content because it was a struggle today, but we're here. That's all that matters.
Dedication, commitment.
And thank you to Eugene for buying me a can of Red Bull. If not, trust me, guys, I would have been quiet throughout this entire episode. So what about you? How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Like you said, extremely tired, but grateful to finally be here. And we're recording, so we give thanks.
Yeah.
This is going to be literally, this is another like episode that we're kind of like going against the grain because we're recording on a Saturday as opposed to a Sunday. Mm-hmm. But that's obviously because it's the French Open, which is literally starting in like under 24 hours. Mm-hmm. So this is like a preview show, I guess you can say.
Talking about, you know, what are we going to expect?
Indeed. So I think, it's the first place to start really. It was announced, I want to say on Friday, that there'll be 1,000 spectators allowed, as opposed to, I think it was 5,000 before.
Yeah.
And that's because obviously COVID cases in Paris, in France in general.
Yo, it's crazy. Yeah, I was watching a video that was on Twitter and they were getting on the train and bro, I was like, them people going back to a lockdown. They're going to have lockdown again.
On that Paris metro. So, yeah, I mean...
That ghetto-ass metro.
It's going to be a weird like tournament because we're playing...
It's already weird because French Open in September.
Going into October. Like, and this is Europe we're talking about, like Central Europe. This isn't like, I don't know...
LA or something. Yeah. Like, there's some parts in America where it's just sunny from January to January, if I'm right, guys, but from what I know, not all, but you know,
yeah,
at some part, it's not as cold as even like it is right now. Which is so funny because you're seeing pictures of like players practicing with bloody coats on, and I'm like, this is the most ghetto ass shit I've ever seen.
I'm intrigued to see how the players kind of respond to conditions because it's going to be challenging,
like, yeah. I mean, we can kind of base it on the two previous tournaments that they've had.
Yeah.
What was the first one again? After US Open? The Rome Open.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you mean like the clay court?
Yeah. I think that kind of gave...
Yeah, Rome for both the women and men. And then it was Hamburg for the men.
Yeah.
Literally, that's still going on.
And the women as well?
No, just the men.
I swear the women are playing right now.
Yeah, the women, there's a women's tournament in Strasbourg, I think.
Oh, okay, I thought I got confused with Hamburg as
well. Yeah, so Hamburg's just men, and then, Strasbourg is just the women. But again, like, not many players have chosen to, like, play those events. Like,
there was more players for Rome Open, definitely.
Yeah, because Rome was obviously, like, a masters event.
And
a premier for women, so... Yeah. That's understandable, but yeah, some players are literally just coming straight from the US Open onto clay,
which was hilarious because they were all dropping like flies. Pew, pew, pew,
pew, pew. So like, yeah, I'm just like I said, I'm intrigued to see like how the players kind of respond and like react to conditions.
I mean, one already did.
Who's that?
The king of clay.
Oh, Rafa. King Rafa.
But do you know what? It's I'm just saying it's interesting because, you know, if he complains, who knows, maybe things might change. But yeah, he complained about obviously the difficulties of like the weather conditions, and I think apparently the balls as well are heavier or something like that. He seemed like he was not too happy, and now people are saying that they think that he actually might not win.
I mean, we'll see.
It is his first ever tournament since the whole lockdown.
He played Rome.
My bad, he played Rome. So yeah, but this is grand. I don't know. We'll see.
No, it's going to be interesting. Like, but yeah, for the king of clay, like you said, to kind of be raising concerns, like it just shows, like
it shows, yeah, exactly. If he's saying that it's something, then I don't know about these other players.
But yeah, I think let's just get into the draw. Yeah. So on the women's side, let's start on the women.
Okay.
We've got Serena Williams, who's the sixth seed, going into this. And happy birthday to Serena.
Happy birthday to my queen. Oh my God, how can I forget? Oh my God, happy birthday to my queen, my gold, my everything. You know, I love you. You know, girl, you my home girl, you my everything. Happy birthday to her. She's 39 and she's still out here in these streets, out here. You know, she was already up all in the morning, already on the day of her birthday, practicing.
Yeah.
So yeah, guys, that shows you that she's a girl, she's a legend. She's never going to be anything else, period.
Indeed. I want to shout out to Manny as well. We had on the last pod, the tweet he posted this morning, literally saying,
yeah,
Serena Williams is 39 years old today, 25 years into her career, still one of the first players on site each day for 9 a.m. practice.
And you guys are out here trying to come on. There ain't no other Serena Williams in these streets.
Just unreal.
Unreal. So very, this is why she's like, you know, really inspired, really inspired.
Indeed. So she starts against Christy Ahn again, which is literally the first, that was the first round match for her, the US Open as well.
Yeah.
She won in straight sets that day. So I'm going to say again, like,
I think she got it.
Yeah, I think that should be okay.
Because Chrissy is not that thing on clay, is she?
To be honest, I don't really know what her game's like on clay.
I know more about her TikTok videos lately. Honestly, shout out to her, man. She's good vibes.
In the second round, she could possibly take on Svetlana Parenkova, who she played at the US Open again.
Yeah.
Do you remember that went to three sets?
It's three sets, yeah.
So
where's she from again? That girl?
Don't actually know. I'm gonna say Eastern Europe somewhere. I wanna say Czech Republic.
To be honest, when I looked at the entire Serena draw, like who she could play and stuff, I think she's actually okay.
Yeah.
I think she's got a good one. To be honest.
Yeah. Because I don't like looking too far ahead.
Because you never know what to expect. Yeah.
You don't know if there will be an upset in the first round and that just kind of blows everything out of the water.
Yeah,
like,
definitely. But so far, I think she'll be all right. But again, the reason why I'm not too about it is, first of all, it doesn't even feel like it's a slam.
It's weird.
One. And two, you know, it's French Open. Like, it's not really one, you know, clay's not really Serena's bag like that. I mean, in terms of the others, like her favourites, do you get what I mean? Oh, compared to hardcore or grass.
That's Serena. That's her, her start. And then Madison Keys is the 12th seed. And she got to the semi-finals back in 2018. So, she's decent on clay. She won an event.
I thought it was last year she got to the semi-finals.
No, it was 2018.
Okay, I got confused.
She did win a clay court event last year, though, in Charleston.
Yeah, she did, yeah.
So, yeah, so she starts against Xu Zhang of China.
Okay.
And it's interesting because they played each other a few times. They played each other five times, Zhang has a 3-2 head-to-head lead, so that's going to be a tough one for Keys. And don't forget, she retired at the US Open.
She did, she did.
I think it was the third round or the fourth round.
She did.
So, hopefully she's fit and healthy and ready to play this fortnight. And then the last seed on the women's side anyway for us is Sloane Stephens, who's the 29th seed, and she was a runner-up obviously in 2018. So she starts against Vitalia Diachenko, and that's the first time meeting between those two. So again, Stephens, she played
Rome, didn't she?
Yeah, lost to Muguruza. That was tough.
To be fair, it's a tough one. Muguruza, come on. We know her and clay. These Spanish people in clay, they ain't playing about.
But then there was also a bit of a disappointing loss for Stephens in... She played Strasbourg and she lost in the first round.
It might feel a bit different because this one is a slam.
Exactly.
Who knows?
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like with this French Open, I have zero... That's why I think that's why I'm not as excited, because it's people don't understand it's a huge difference. You know, a lot of them didn't practice before clay. Some of them are coming straight from US Open. The weather conditions are affecting it. There's so many factors. So that's why I'm a bit let's just see what happens.
Facts. And obviously we're not talking about the woman or the lady of the moment. Naomi Osaka, because she's opted not
Listen,
to play.
You know what? And the thing is, I told you, I don't know if I said it on a pod or I told you privately, but I remember saying to you, she's not, I don't think she's gonna go French Open because of her injury. And she also wanted, she ain't got, she's like, you know what? I won my slam for the year. Y'all can go and have fun. I'm about to go and, you know, just enjoy myself and my 3 million check and all that.
I think right now, I want to say she's in Haiti because she posted some pictures.
Yeah, you know, she met Kanye West.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was a video of them talking because he went there as well. I don't know why he went there.
Recently.
Yeah, there was a video like a day or two ago. I was going to send it to you. But yeah, they were like, it was them two and also the president.
Okay.
And like they spoke a little bit. And when I watched that video, I was like, wow, Asaka is actually a superstar. Wow, yeah. Like she is actually basically like going to be our next like black tennis star of like, do you get what I mean?
She was recently named like among the 100.
Do you know that's, and that's 2 years in a row as well.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, it's two years in a row. Yeah. So, listen, put some respect on Asaka's name. So, absolute yeah, you girl, you enjoy your little holiday. Don't be following nobody. You got your slam and your money, and you know we'll give.
Do you think she'll play like in Europe, or, like after this, in terms of after the French?
Are
Open?
There any other tournaments after this?
Well, not slams, but yeah, there'll be tournaments. Like,
but as well, normally after all of this, like the Asian.
No. Thing. So there's like Europe. There'll be quite a few like European.
I don't know. Maybe. I think it just depends. I think maybe she will.
Yeah, hopefully she does. But it's understandable.
If I was her and I got my slam, I'd be like, I'm done for the year.
I think for any player that like, doesn't live in Europe, like if they choose not to play, like literally cut it off after the French Open, like call it a year, like I think that's absolutely fine.
Yeah,
like,
no, I kind of have the assumption that French Open to me is like the last thing. Honestly speaking, like really, really and truly, because things are changing. Like for example, you know, like even here for us in the UK, in terms of like government guidelines and stuff, some things have changed. True. And in so many countries, I think by then a lot of changes are going to happen. Like look at the French Open; they've changed the amount of people that can come to watch the matches, which to me I feel like should be zero.
And like yeah, just rounding up the ladies. So Venus Williams, she takes on Arelina Karolina Shmedlova, and they literally played already this year in Monterrey. And yeah, Shmedlova won in 3 sets. So that was a tough, like a close match. So if Venus gets through that, she could possibly play Victoria Azarenka in the second round.
Guys.
Which would be like...
Guys, I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. Fucking rigged.
Azarenka and must no be one thinking.
Can, like, you know, if I was Venus, I would actually like walk up and be like, you people need to come, get your senses together. Like, come on. Really? Every time?
So that would be kind of
mad. Give
her
a bloody break, like.
And again, like, just shouts out to Venus, like 40 years old, like literally.
Honestly.
Competing out honestly, here, like, honestly, at the highest that, level, like just legendary,
if
legendary
I see
stuff.
Venus versus Azarenka again.
Who are you rooting for?
Nigga, this is Black Spin Global. This is a black people live only, black players live, black players it's live
I know,
only. Okay,
I know you have a soft spot for
who, Azarenka?
Vika, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's honestly like watching her play lately has been phenomenal. Like the way she's been doing, you know, like it's been great. But she beat Serena US Open semifinal, so that was a bit, you know, like to me after the literally, I remember making a tweet after like what her court when she passed quarterfinals or something. I must have made a tweet like, Vika, like, I love you, you're my fave, but it's time for you and Leo to pack your bags and go home.
I think that was before the Saka match, I think you posted.
No, that was even before the Serena match itself, yeah. Okay. The only reason why I was like, okay, is because I couldn't deal with another Serena versus Osaka final.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
Mainly because true I sure. loved them both and I felt like I wanted both of them to win. I didn't know what to do. And when I watched them in 2018, I still felt the same way because I've been an Osaka fan way before.
I know, you were early on Osaka. Definitely.
Yeah, so that's why it was very hard for me.
And then Heather Watson, our British number two, she takes on Frenchwoman Fiona Ferro, who she's actually got a 2-0 head-to-head lead on. And they've played already twice this year as well.
Okay.
So they played in, I think it was Brisbane and I think Auckland at the start of the year.
Okay, okay.
And Heather Watson won both of those times. I think it was straight sets in both matches.
Okay.
But Ferro, she won the first tournament back after lockdown. So she won in Palermo.
Okay.
So she's going to be like in like good form, I guess.
And plus she's French and it's French Open.
And that too, having like the, what, 1,000 fans behind her.
And you guys are forgetting French people are ghetto. They'll be like, allez, mais vas-y.
Love the language. That's
going to be them. So yeah, that. But good luck to Heather. I hope she kills that.
And then Jasmine Paolini, our Italian Ghanaian sister. she'll be looking to make it past the first round at a slam for the first time. She takes on the Spaniard Aliona Bosolva of Spain. So, and they've played each other once before, and Paolini won that, and that was like back in 2015. So I'm gonna say that's like an ITF event.
Okay, yeah.
So that's the women.
Okay.
And then there's some exciting debuts. So believe it or not, this is gonna be Coco Gauff's first French Open main draw appearance. Nice. And she starts against Joanna Konta, who's the ninth seed. In like that's gonna be like
very interesting.
That's gonna be a tough one.
Because Konta last year made it all the way to semifinals. I remember.
Was it last year she made it to the semis? Yeah. Wow.
I remember because I was surprised. Because I was actually watching Konta that time. Like, first of all, clay is just something that she's not great at all. But out of nowhere, she was on smoke. And she made it all the way to semifinals. And I was just like, wow. So that's why when I saw that, I was like, shit. I was like, okay, cool. Let's see how this goes. But Coco's great on clay.
That's the thing. Because she won the girls event back in 2018.
Exactly. So that's why at the same time, you know, like it's going to be... I'm looking forward to that match. Yeah. I think that's what I'm looking for. So that,
yeah, for me, that's probably one of the standout matches.
Yeah, for the first round. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. When is she playing? Tomorrow or Monday?
I want to say tomorrow, so Sunday.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
So that kicks things off quite nicely.
Mm-hmm.
And then two other debutants. So... we have Felix Auger-Aliassime, who's the 19th seed. This will be his first French Open as well, because he pulled out last year with an injury, which is unlucky for him. But yeah, he starts against Yoshihito Nishioka of Japan, who gave Murray a hard time at the US Open. So, but again, I expect Felix to come through in that. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it won't be easy, but like I think that's the type of match like you would...
I think it's going to be hard for all players anyways.
Yeah. No, but I think Felix will come through that one. And then the last debutant, as far as we're concerned, is Michael Moe, who came through qualifying.
So he has to win
three matches, and he did, which is huge for him. And that was the first time he'd like won or basically qualified for a Grand Slam through qualifying. Mm-hmm. Like he literally won all his matches to get into the main draw. So shouts out to him. So he takes on another Frenchman, Pierre Hugues Herbert.
Doesn't he play more doubles?
It's gonna
single.
Say exactly solid doubles player, yeah. But like he's a good singles player too.
Yeah.
That'd be tough because
I think I watched him play at ATP finals last year.
That wouldn't surprise me because he's a solid doubles player. I think Nicolas Mahut is his doubles partner.
Yeah.
So that's going to be tough for Mo, but again, like I think he could take that. Like I don't see.
We'll see. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? And then the men now, we've got Gael Monfils, who's the eighth seed. He's been struggling like since the restart.
Yeah.
So he's lost both his matches so far.
And people were getting onto him.
Yeah.
Which is pretty
shit.
Which I feel like it wasn't fair. Like, I don't understand how... I really want to understand how tennis fans expect certain players who have not played this entire year in these conditions and then complain and be like, you're shit after losing the first round. I don't bloody get it. Like, I really don't... Like, when I see some people's tweet, it wasn't even just Monfils, it was like, even like the other ones. I'm like... Hello, guys. Yeah. Like, they have not played in years. Some of them have not touched a racket in years. They've not been able to practice that much. Like, and there's so many things to look at as well. And they're probably playing against players who at least been playing a little bit. Like, cut them some slack, no, bro. Definitely. Like, come on.
Because that's the thing with Monfils. He played Rome, but lost to Nicholas Kopfer, the German, who was like in good form. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
And like that's like it was a bit of a surprise, but at the same time it wasn't a huge shock for me anyway.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Is that people were moving like he shouldn't have lost whatsoever.
But and what was annoying after that match was like the abuse he was getting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Was like out of line. And like again, shouts out to him for like actually posting that and sharing that because
I think
players get that a lot, but like some of them feel, what's the point in even sharing it? Like because they're just used to it, which is really sad. But yeah, the fact that he like was getting that like just shows that there's some really like sick and like just unhinged
because he has to deal with people already insulting him because he lost, and now after that he has to deal with him losing because of the his race as well.
It's mad.
And then these tennis people saying they stand by. Where your motherfuckers at? Your players are out here getting racially abused and you're out here saying you stand by us, but here you are.
That's crazy. So yeah, Monfils, he opens against Alexander Bublik of Kazakhstan, I want to say he's from. And Bublik's feeding himself because he beat Felix in Hamburg last week. This week.
Mm-hmm.
So I know he's going to be like, yeah, confident. But
I think Monfils will have a little bit. You know, Monfils like the crowd.
Yeah, true.
So I think this is going to be a bit different. You know, he's French.
There won't be that many people in there.
But I'm telling you, French people are hooligans. They'll be like, allez Monfils. Allez Monfils, allez le Monf, allez, on y va. Literally, someone will be shouting as if they're like, one person will be shouting at like 10 people. And then you times that by how many people can get enter, trust me. And because it will be Monfils, it will be probably a bit, they'll probably have a little bit more people in it.
Yeah, we'll see.
He's probably playing one of like, probably in the Philips. Yeah, 100%, 100%.
So again, that's going to be an interesting opener. And then we have Francis Tiafoe, who had a good US Open. He takes on the German Jan-Lennard Struff, who's the 30th seed. That's a tough one, again, for Tiafoe. Because Struff's a solid player, like, hits the ball very hard. Just a good, like, all-round, not all-round, but like a good, like, I'd say baseliner.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he won't really struggle with the conditions, whereas a Tiafoe with, like, I want to say his feel and, like, yeah, I'd like to think he could basically cause problems like coming to the net, switching things up a bit. So again, it won't be easy for CFO, but I can see him winning that, mm-hmm, like if mm-hmm. he just applies himself.
Yeah.
And then the toughest one of them all, falls to our Swedish Ethiopian Mikael Jimmer. He's got the top seed and literally the world number one, Novak Djokovic.
That was racist. That was a racist move. That was a racist move. I see you, French Open. I see y'all.
So that's gonna be crazy. And like, this is only Yimmer's second appearance at the French Open because he qualified. Yimmer
probably saw that and just thought, "Fucking hell, bro,
God, catch a break."
Oh, everyone like Novak's.
Novak, oh, don't.
And then this guy and he just won. He won the Rome Open, didn't he?
Exactly. Yeah. Unbelievable.
And the thing, and let me tell you, you know what? The male players are in trouble because he was like, oh, y'all took the US Open away from me. It's on smoke. Djokovic is on smoke right now. He's like, I missed that one slam, yeah, but I'm not missing out another one. Like everyone is getting it. Everyone is getting like it. He is ready. Like, he is actually ready. So, yeah, I feel like Djokovic's actually going to be like very brutal during French Open.
Do you do this before every slam? I say before we did before the US Open.
Mm-hmm.
Your favourites for the women and men, and just one. Not I don't want two or maybe this person. I want one from the men's, one from the women's.
For the women, believe it or not, I think Serena can surprise us.
I like that.
Only because, again, like I said, I feel like she has, like, the possible plays that she can play till the final is actually pretty decent.
Yeah.
Which is great, especially that Clay, again, is not, like, one of her top or favourite anyways.
The defending champion isn't there as well. Ashley Barty.
Yeah, Ashley Barty, yeah.
No Andreescu, no Osaka.
Andreescu, boy.
So,
do you know someone? Oh, by the way, someone on Twitter was saying how they think that maybe she's actually been doping and then she got caught and now they're just trying to hide it.
Don't.
It is a bit worrying that she's young and she's been having injuries, but I hope you feel better.
So you're gonna go Serena on the women's side.
Okay. Men's side.
Men.
I don't want to say it, but I think Novak's gonna bag it.
Yeah.
I think Novak, even more than Nadal.
I hear that.
It might be. Team is playing, right?
Yeah. Team and Zverev literally coming straight fresh from the US. Like
they didn't play any other tournaments.
No warm up. It's clay court events.
Ooh. Okay. Novak.
Yeah. So like that's like sealed it for you then.
Mainly because he's already done well for Rome, and mentally he's in a different mindset, because he's, you know, like he's as much as he's an idiot and he's annoying, you can't underestimate Novak's gosh, I need to say his name properly. You can't underestimate his skills. You get what I mean? Exactly. Like at the end of the day, he's a fantastic player, and when it comes to slams, he does not play games.
So we're not gonna go for the upset in the first round with Mikhail Yima beating him. That's my heart speaking, not my head.
Bro,
no, I think you're right.
Come on, like it's a tough one, yeah, it's a tough. We gotta keep it 100. Two Virgils. You know what I mean? We gotta keep it two Virgils, and look at the situation.
Oh, indeed.
And the situation is, it's gonna be a very tough. I'm gonna watch it.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna watch it. That's probably that and the Coco are my first favorite.
Yeah, because I was on that. I was gonna say, like, there's some nice, well, not nice, but like really interesting first round. So you've got our guy Andy Murray taking on Stanislas.
Do you know what? Yeah, French Open said, let's get these British people out of here. Andy's draw is very tough. I think it's one of his toughest draws.
It's wild. It's actually kind of crazy.
It's actually crazy. It's not fair. I don't like this.
It's a bit mad.
It's very mad. It's very, very mad.
And I'm just looking through. So Denis Shapovalov takes on Jill Simon. Again, that's going to be a tricky one.
Tricky.
Shapovalov, he's coming into this off the back of a semi-final appearance.
Yeah, he's back in top 10 now as well.
Exactly, yeah. Number 9 seed. I love this one. Andrei Rublev, who's not my favourite Russian, takes on Sam Querrey. Mm. And I think that's going to be like just big hitting.
Mm-hmm.
But I expect Rublev to come through that. Who else on the men's? Quite intriguing. Tsitsipas, who's the 5th seed, takes on Jamir. Is it Jamir? Yeah, Joan Munar of Spain. He's like a good clay court player.
Okay, yeah.
So I think that's going to be quite tricky.
That's going to be good.
For Tsitsipas, yeah.
Definitely.
I expect him to win though, but that won't be easy.
He already surprised me US Open, but Tsitsipas is, he's someone where I'm not too thinking, like, he's young as well, and he's definitely going to win some slams.
Oh, yeah.
Plural even. He's definitely going to win some slams.
Easy.
I can see him actually winning all four.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I see him winning all four. Grass, clay, hardcore, everything. Like, so I actually see him.
You rate Tsitsipas?
I've always had. Yeah, I think, like, first of all, he has a great team.
Mm. It's his dad that coaches him.
Huh?
It's his dad that coaches him.
And also part of Patrick's thing. Patrick Campier, they're different. Look at Azarenka. She collected them, and now look how she is.
No, true story.
Listen, shout out to them.
True story.
I might take my kids there, boy. We're moving to France.
Meron Cilic. Listen. I say Meron Cilic. Dominic Thiem starts against Meron Cilic. So that's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
And like I said,
Thiem has not played
since US Open. So
I know he's great on clay, but this is different.
Mad. And then Benoit Paire.
Paire.
Mr. Controversy. Like, I love his attitude. I'm not watching this match like out of any kind of interest. I just want to see like his reactions to certain things,
mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
So because I think he tested positive in
twice, wasn't it,
in New York? Yeah,
wasn't it twice? Has he not tested twice?
I don't know, but he had to quarantine and like wasn't allowed. It's basically like he was kept
held hostage
and like posting mad videos on like social media. So yeah, he's playing Kwon of South Korea, which should be
okay.
He should win that. This is a tough one. Yannick Sinner, the Italian, takes on David Goffin, who's the 11th seed.
Mm.
And that's a tough one for Goffin.
Because
Sinner's a talented player. Mm. So that's definitely one to look out for. On the women's side, in terms of like matchups, interesting matchups, not many really stood out for me, to be completely honest, you know. I mean,
wow, Eugene, that says a lot.
Because I'm just literally just looking for people now.
Oh, guys, Eugene's saying that there's nothing interesting from the women's side.
To be fair, shouts out to the North African. I want to get her name right. Maya Sharif, who's the first Egyptian.
To play.
Yeah,
I think there's two. There's one first Egyptian and also first Mexican.
Oh, really?
I can't remember her name, though.
Oh, okay. I know that girl. She beat Stevens in Monterey.
Did she?
Yeah, earlier this year. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that's the same girl. So yeah, shouts out to her.
Well, Ostapenko is playing. I do know that.
Yeah.
I forget that girl's a Grand Slam winner.
She won the French Open. It's her first slam. First and only so far.
So hilarious. But I'm looking at here for the women's. Because there has to be like something. Like, come on, girls. Y'all got to give me something.
I mean,
I think you're right, you know.
Nothing really stands out for me,
man. Nothing really standing out at all.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, it's looking kind of... Yeah, the first rounds are not all that still.
There are more, like, I say popcorn matches, like, or first round matches on the men's side, I think, anyway. Actually... Okay, this one, Caroline Garcia, Annette Kontaveit. So Kontaveit seeded.
Okay.
And obviously Caroline Garcia is French.
I feel like the most interesting matches from the women's are the one that we spoke about. Oh, look at us. Black girls stay winning. If Osaka was playing, do you think that she would have made it far?
Good question. She doesn't like the clay. But
no, she doesn't. No, I think she prefers... No, she does. Osaka actually... To me, it's hard-cut clay, grass.
Yeah, yeah. No,
She's made it far in quite a few clay tournaments.
True, yeah.
She's made it far. So, I don't know. But then again, these conditions, I think, would have been a bit tough on her.
I just think it's going to be mad to just...
For everyone.
How everyone adapts, like you said.
Good luck to y'all.
But no, we definitely be watching, like, closely. And yeah, we just hope, obviously, there's no kind of like drama with any positive tests and like, yeah, everybody just remains safe, obviously.
Yeah, the bubble situation is very, very different for French Open.
Apparently, there isn't really much of a bubble.
There isn't really much of a bubble. Like, there really isn't. They didn't do like that US Open, which I feel like is a bit harder because US Open, they had a space.
True. Yeah.
France, especially Paris, is very, very... Guys, when you go to Paris, you will not see a house. All you see is apartments. There's literally... Like, if you want to see houses in Paris, you have to go outside of Paris, literally. Yeah. There are no houses. So that's how really tiny that place is. Right. So I don't think they really had the option to do, you know, the most, but...
No, it's going to be interesting.
It's going to be interesting. I just hope everyone... Guys, if you're a fan and you're going to the French Open, please stay safe, wear your mask, use your hand sanitizers, you know, keep your distance. You know, we want everybody to be safe, the staff, the players, you, your family, everybody else involved, the cleaners, everybody.
Indeed.
Everybody.
Well said. And I think that wraps it up, Lucy. Yeah. So that's our French Open preview pod.
Yep. Stay tuned for our tweets and stuff.
Indeed.
We'll be tweeting throughout the French Open. This time will be easier because it's that dude, US Open time. So I'm looking forward to it. Some clay. Clay's my favorite, by the way. I don't know if you guys knew this,
really?
But yeah, I love clay.
Why?
I just love the way they just like
slide.
Yeah, it's just to me, it's more dramatic. Like, it's fun. Like, I feel like you can do more tricks. You can do more stuff. Like, I don't know. I just love it.
Interesting.
That's where I was meant to be going earlier this year. I was meant to be in French Open this year, yeah.
Yeah.
But coronavirus.
Next year.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hope.
Anyway. Blackspin Global Edition. Say amen. Everybody say amen.
No, I appreciate you guys tuning in as always. So, yeah, look out for the tweets, as Lucy said.
Yep.
And also, like, I'd love for someone to write us a review on like Apple, because
it'll be dope, guys.
We're lacking a review. Like, we've been rated, but like no one's given us.
Yeah, guys, come
review.
On, guys,
like,
help us
just
out.
Give us a little line or
please,
two,
guys.
Like, please,
like, please, you know, like, please. And also, guys, feel free to message us if you feel like there's anything that we should
Indeed.
Include or yeah. you know look at or you know just change, like whatever. We are open to stuff.
Straight
like
up.
our DMs and comments are always open, and shout out to all of you guys always commenting, like we've been
interacting. Exactly.
Like when I look at the IG comments, I'm like, raw, people actually listen to us, like, raw, this is sick.
No, it's nice. It's nice.
So yes, thank you guys so much. Like, the support has been amazing.
Yeah.
amazing
been, like, one of the
maddest years like
ever,
and we started this pod in the middle of
exactly.
a pandemic.
Yeah.
The way I'm going to say that, do you know what? When my kids are going to be like, oh, this is so hard, I'm going to be like, do you know we started a podcast in the middle of a pandemic? There was no toilet roll, nowhere. There was no soap. There was no nothing.
Oh,
that's just going to be me.
And that's the way we end it. So yeah, guys, cheers for tuning in. And until next time,
bye,
take care.